Five.
Richard Ball. Richard Ball.
Give it to me in the same volume you speak it. You give it too soft, and then you shout. Then that's
I don't know, Rich. I kind of use my voice as a tool. It goes up and down, and I whisper, and every, you know, I fluctuate, Rich. You need to be in control, my friend. Get your hand off the board style and on with us.
I will talk at this level. I will talk at this level. I will converse in this level.
Monotone motherfucker.
Monotone.
My you don't want his intimate voice.
My intimate voice. Somebody's interested. Yeah.
Nobody's interested.
All right, folks, thank you. Knock him dead.
All right, we got to do 52 minutes.
Okay.
So, what time? Set your watch.
I'm setting it. It's timing like I said.
So
I can't log in.
48. So is it like 11:04?
Yeah. 11:04. Yeah.
All right. You ready?
Yep.
Good evening, everybody. You are listening to Davin's Den on WTBQ 93.5 FM, 1110 AM, WTBQ.com. And, of course, you can always catch the replay on the Davin's Den Facebook page. Davin's Den, the only show that is better than burnt chocolate chip cookies. I'm your host, Davin Rosenblatt, and as always, I am joined by the master of multitasking, Joe Footcurry.
But I like burnt chocolate chip cookies.
All right.
Any type of chocolate chip cookies is good to me.
Well, then I'm going to say we're still even going to be better than that. We are going to raise our level that you will like us more than a cookie. What was that? You know, people can hear that. You sound like you're having a stroke.
I know that I am showing my love of chocolate chip cookies in any form that they come.
Nobody wants to see you show your love for anything, okay? nobody wants that visual. There's Joe making passion to the Pillsbury Doughboy. You're poking him. He's running for his life.
Yeah, but not with my finger.
Oh, no. Well, it's about the size of a finger. All the little Keebler elves like, come, run in here. It's safe in here. Joe won't find you in here. He doesn't like to climb trees.
I know you're in that tree. All of you. Come on out. You want the little doughy one.
You're terrorizing the tasty treat mascots. We're not going to get any tasty treats if you do that.
Then you see the cereal gag. Captain Crunch, you should have seen what he done to me.
Poor Sarah Lee goes into therapy when she hears the havoc. Jenny Craig's like, Joe should diet and leave those elves alone. Leave our tasty treats alone.
That's right.
We will be doing enough with pastries in just a short time. First, I'd like to say Lashana Tova to all of our Jewish friends.
Yeah, Chevy Nova to all of you folks out there.
Chevy Nova?
Yes.
You wish them a horrible car.
I know. Chevy Nova was a very good car.
That's Happy New Year. It's a very solid
Lashana Nova, yes, I know.
Not Lashana Nova.
Isn't she like a rap singer?
Lashana Nova?
Lashana Nova? What's the proper term for that?
Shania Twain?
What is the proper...
I said it.
Could you please say it again?
Will you listen and give it the respect it deserves?
Yes, I will.
Lashana?
Lashana?
Tova.
Tova.
Good New Year.
Okay, very good. Lashana Tova.
We'll move on. All right, a little news for the show, which with this show and this station is always changing. Our old shows have the old show that we did with Anthony Cumia from Opie and Anthony has been uploaded to his website, so you can actually see a little short video montage and hear that show. It was recorded in June. That was with Anthony. It was a great show, and more of our shows are going to go up on that website.
It'll be Live at the Compound. Live at the Compound.
Yeah, Google Live at the Compound, or the website is actually. And I know you're gonna. I know you all have a pen and paper right next to you when you listen to the show.
Jot.
www.ustream.tv/channel/live-from-the-compound.
Nobody's going to fall, God almighty.
Well, listen, that's his website. Don't blame me.
Really?
Just Google Live from the Compound. When you see Anthony and Ustream, you want to go to the Ustream one. We're up there. More of our shows are going to be up there, too. Actually, some other news. We will not be doing a show from TBQ next week. We are getting preempted for high school football. Yes.
That's right.
I will reserve comment on that. But we are talking to Anthony, and if his schedule permits, we will be doing an exclusive Live from the Compound show there. Our first show, we're going to be in his studio. It's just a matter of Anthony has a music gig or is taping Red High.
Right. Because people's careers do skyrocket, whereas somebody just stay with you.
Well, we're trying to grab onto those coattails.
We are most certainly. So check out our webpage. The Davin's Den webpage on that, and we will make the announcement when we get it, and please tune into that.
No, that's a Facebook page. We don't have a web page yet.
Oh, web page. I'm sorry.
Check the Davin's Den Facebook page. And you know what? Realistically, we're going to know Monday night or Tuesday. That's when it's going to be, if there's going to be a show. And really, there is a lot of stuff going on with this show, a lot of stuff going on with the station. So really, you do got to check if you're interested or not. Maybe you have a life. Go to the Davin's Den Facebook page because, you know, things are changing. So yes. you never know. Normally, at this point, I would like to do a You Stink, but I don't have the music today.
Well, I did the stinger. I could do that. You Stink!
It's like it's on CD. I would just like to continue with a mini You Stink to Traverse City.
You Stink!
What's that?
That's a mini voice for a You Stink.
Okay. Really?
Yeah.
Good. As some of you as some of you know, I was in a car accident in Traverse City in Michigan, and they've tried to screw me every step of the way. And the latest way is, now not only do they have to give somebody a ticket, and if you have the New York plates, it's you.
That's your ticket in.
Even if the truck driver says, I didn't see him and half my car was in front of him, it's me.
You could roll. That truck could have rolled 9 times and come by your car and scratched the bumper. Okay.
I was parked illegally at the time.
Yeah.
So not only that. So you got to pay the ticket, which is annoying. And if you get the ticket, that means your insurance rates go up because the insurance company is like, well, clearly it was your fault. The cop gave you a ticket. No. Actually, I was talking to the insurance guy. He said, well, you know, I tried to call the truck driver, but a lot of these companies have a policy where they don't talk to the insurance companies. No, duh. And he's like, well, you know, I'm sure he was a little bit negligent, but unfortunately, it's going to be
his wheels were on my hood. He might have had something to do with it.
You know, you were on the phone with me when that happened.
Yeah.
It was like, hey, what? Crash! Joe, I got to call you back.
Yeah. I felt like OnStar.
Joe, call for the Jaws of Life. I'm going to need help.
Will you be okay for the show? Do they need another comic to fill in? OnStar. Always there trying to get a gig.
That would be great if OnStar could fill in for comics. Could have used that last weekend.
Yeah, right. To wreck me out of this show.
So anyway, so I have to pay the stupid fine. I mail them the fine.
Oh, I'm sorry. What was it, $50?
No, $120. $120 ticket.
And did they call that the search? I love that the search.
Oh, there's no search. Yeah.
Like you asked for it. Well, we'll do it, but you're going to have to pay.
Well, in New York, it's like ticket $25. Court fees, even if you don't go, $80.
Yeah.
Processing fees, $120. Like, what the heck happened?
It's called being screwed.
Yeah, thank you, government. So on top of my $120 fine... If you get in the state of Michigan, or maybe it's just Traverse City, I don't know. I don't want to speak incorrectly. Never do that on this show.
No.
Not only do you have to pay the fine for what the ticket is, if you're in a car accident, there's a $25 extra bonus fine. Just for playing the game.
$25 for getting in a car accident?
Sure, you get in a car accident, somebody's got to pay. The insurance company isn't screwing you enough. Our police aren't screwing you enough. Kick in another $25 just for playing the game. So, you know what, Traverse City? You stink!
You stink! Now, do you get a discount for a multiple car accident?
What do you mean? Like, if I do it again?
Well, no. If, like, you got in an accident with, like, 5 cars, maybe you'll have to pay, like, $10.
Really? You think that's the way it would break down?
I
think they would just multiply it by each car.
Okay. It's
just government, dummy. It's all about the money.
I was just thinking maybe there's a break. You always see you get a quantity discount.
I'll tell you what, Joe. I'll get you a gig in Traverse City. You go for the multi-car accident. You get back to me on that.
No, I'll get back to you on that, sir.
Everybody at the den is waiting with bated breath.
Mm, mm.
As long as that's the only thing that's bated.
Right.
Anyway, how was your weekend?
Weekend was good. The band played McClinton. Like I said, we got our record deal. We are putting our shows together. We will be at the Mulcahy's in Center Reach on...
Now's not the time for plugs.
It is the time.
Wait, no.
October 30th, Mulcahy's, opening up for Grace Ace Frehley. What are you saying, sir?
Why do you do plugs now?
Because you mentioned how the weekend was. I played with
the weekend. This, the one that you passed. The one that passed, not the ones coming up. So it was a good weekend.
Yes, it was a good weekend. How about you?
A little bit of an episode getting to a gig. I did my first comedy gig ever where they called up and said, we're starting a half an hour early.
Yeah.
I showed up an hour late.
No.
I've been doing this like 15 years. No comedy gig ever starts a half an hour early. We've started 2 hours late. We've never done a show a half an hour early. Have you done a show a half an hour early?
We've tried it, but we've always said no.
That's because you had people with balls and integrity working with you.
Yeah, well, no.
But yeah, some of your pal got screwed. Thank you, New Jersey Turnpike, for lovely weather and rain and people who can't drive.
And that was down in Delaware, right?
It was down in Delaware.
Ooh, that's a long haul.
It was a long haul, and it was longer because of the trip. Softball update.
Ah, how'd we do?
Championship softball? Lost the first game.
Really?
2-1.
Really?
Hey, how do you lose in softball 2-1? We played errorless softball again, which is like impossible to do. We lost 2-1.
You need to score runs.
Yeah, but clearly we do.
the ball, that's great. Somebody got to go around the bases and get
our base running was terrible.
Really?
Oh, we had some bad base running faux pas. We ran ourselves out of innings. I mean, it's a great game. Anytime you lose 2-1, it's a great ball game. But we ran ourselves out of that, so we had to play a second game. It's best out of three, and we won that game 5-3.
Good.
So now, for the second time in the league's history, there will be a game three. I think it's going to be October 9th. It's very, very. This is heavy duty Jewish men's club softball. Leave the arguments and kvetching to the side and bring your Easton bats. It's on, my friend.
Welcome to Jewish men's softball. A very unprecedented that there will be a third game.
See, we could use you doing some play-by-play.
I'd love to do it. And the Witzerstein goes up. Hey, man's a man.
Witzerstein.
Okay, now he's running to the ball. He dropped the ball. I got all things.
That would actually be pretty good.
Yeah, I see.
I'd hire you. We don't have a Witzerstein. We have a Weinstock.
A Weinstock?
We have a Weinstock.
Okay.
He's very good.
I have a Weinstock in my house, too. Drink like a fish.
You are awful.
Hubla, hubla.
Last name Jew jokes. That was terrible. Well, I was going to say we have a big show, but really I have nothing prepared for you people. I always say it's a big show, and you always leave disappointed.
Don't assume. Yeah. I think there's smiles on their faces when the show
actually,
is on.
Actually, the feedback...
I know the rose is on Frank's face.
The feedback we get from people outside the radio station is a very positive.
Outside these four walls, people seem pleased.
But you know what? Listen, we know the show is on an upward spiral. People dig what we do, and you know we just love doing it. But anyway, we got a fun show for you. We're going to be talking about sweaty balls, atrocities by the TSA. But first, a story that was pretty big in the news this week, a racial bake sale at Berkeley University in California. Of course it was. Sponsored by the Republicans. There were young Republicans there. Joe, you want to give the people the breakdown on what the story was?
There was a diversity bake sale hosted by the Berkeley College Republicans. And despite grossly misguided comments and threats aimed at the supporter of the University of California, during the sale, the baked goods sold to white men for $2, Asian men for $1.50, Latino men for $1, black men for 75 cents, and Native American men for 25 cents. What I would have done is I would have got some black face and a headdress and let's see if I can get some bargains.
Well, nice. Well, the black students should have, like, bought everything all cheap and then resold it at a profit.
Well,
but what were they trying to accomplish by this show? What was the statement they were trying to make?
I think the statement they were trying to make was, like, the inequity between the races.
And so the admissions process.
Right.
You know, I think the young Republicans were trying to say that it is not right to take race into consideration when people are admitted to the university.
Hmm.
What do you think about that? Do you think they have a point?
Yeah, it shouldn't be admitted. I mean, it shouldn't be taken into accountability. Everybody should have a fair shot. You got to base it on academic ability.
I've said this for years. Taking race into account in these type of admissions process for a university is completely misguided. If you want to give somebody the advantage, do not do it by race. Do it by socioeconomic status. You know, there's poor white kids. There's rich black kids. If you're trying to help the lower class get to the middle class, then don't judge them by the color of their skin. Just see where they've come from. See what their hardships. And if you want to give those people scholarships based on that and give them a leg up, fine, I guess. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I kind of think it should all be created equal. But I understand that we want people to be able to elevate themselves and elevate their family, get out of poverty. So just don't do it on race. Do it from the neighborhood they came from.
Yeah, and also do it, you know, also when you interview these kids, because they do have to go for an interview, do it on, basically their background, you know, what they've done, what they want to achieve. An example is Adam, our intern, is a college student. He's African-American. That kid hustles. That kid hustles. And, you know, if that kid was interviewing me at a school and you had a white person that was like, he's okay or something like that, and you had this kid, Adam, I'd want Adam on my team any day.
Yeah, well, of course you would, because you just said he hustles.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, what's the big difference if it's a white kid against him or another black kid or a Chinese kid? Because you want that guy that hustles.
I know. Well, that's the whole thing. It shouldn't be based on race. You know, it should be.
No, but they're trying to give the leg up. What they're trying to do is, if Adam had, we're using Adam as an example, but if Adam had lesser grades or lesser grades or test scores than a white kid, what the Republicans are arguing is they would give Adam the admission because he's black, and they don't think it's right.
Can't do that. It's not right, and also it's not fair to that person. My brother had a Latino woman that used to work on the farm and stuff like that. And
she, of course she did. Well, she was picking lettuce.
Well, no.
You don't see too many Chinese people picking the cotton, do you? Really? Wow, your brother was just stretching.
But they would have the high school kids come up and work at the farm during the summer,
mm-hmm.
And she had a thing to go on a study group where she'd be accepted based on a race, and my brother said, don't do it because you want to be accepted on your own merits, not the race that you came
from. Yeah, but that's easy to say when you have stuff. That's easy to say, don't do it. You know what? If this is your only – listen, if I was in that situation and somebody gave me an opportunity, whether I deserved it, I'm taking the opportunity. I don't blame the students. You're looking at your family back at home. They're struggling. You could be the first one from your family ever go to get a college education. You're going to do it. I don't blame the students.
But do you think if you're not that qualified and got it, people are going to be judging you going, well, the only reason he got that was because they were black.
You know what? Listen, if you're applying to college, chances are there's a part of you that wants to prove people wrong if you're in that situation. Because you know what? This door's open a crack. I'm going to burst through it, and I'm going to show you people. I mean, that's what the whole program is for, to give these people a shot to show their what they can do. I just don't think it should be based on race. I just think if you're going to uneven the playing field, if you're not just going to look at extracurriculars and test scores and grades, then take socioeconomic into consideration. Don't take a color skin. Because listen, we have black students who are the sons and daughters of doctors and lawyers, and we have white students who are the sons and daughters of guys that work at the car wash. And you know, it's just the way it is. You know, there's black students in great neighborhoods. There's white students in awful neighborhoods. Mm-hmm. It's the way it is. Don't make it a race thing. But here's now the students. We're threatened with violence. People, obviously, before this went down, people were very upset about this. I feel that these Republicans, even though if I don't really agree with what they're doing, I feel they should be allowed to do this freedom of speech. Now,
yes.
you might have to hire the police to protect them, but you know what? Berkeley has a rich history
of that. Yes.
Yeah, exactly. So these students should be allowed to do this protest. I mean, listen, they're going to upset people. They are going to upset people. I don't think this is the most constructive way they could have done something. I mean, this is a way to get in the news. I mean, and it's been done at other colleges or attempted to be done at other colleges. I think if they wanted to solve the problem, they should have had an open dialogue.
But it did raise awareness.
We all knew.
Yeah, but it raised
awareness.
It's
affirmative action.
I mean, here we are across the country, you know, talking about it. So
well,
it
yeah, because
awareness.
We got funny stuff to do with it.
Still, it did raise. Well, if it didn't raise awareness, we would have never saw it, and it wouldn't have.
I really don't think us and our listeners are going to change affirmative action. I have a pretty good idea of what our listeners are. I don't know how motivated they are to go protest down in Berkeley. I'm just saying. I don't know if they're marching on Washington. They're probably eating some hash brownies right now, looking for the remote control and listening to us in the background.
That's true.
And that's the way we want you.
Yes. Just content eating.
Yes, not really paying that much attention to what we're doing.
Just go about your business. Go about your business.
Leave us alone in the background.
Nothing to see here.
Trust us. Nothing.
Nothing to see here.
Yeah, I just think, listen, I think if they were trying to be sensationalists. They were trying to get press and everything. And open dialogue with the administration would have been much more constructive.
Well, they might be. Maybe they're having an open dialogue with the administration now. You know, if they bring it up and they say, "Well, you know, you did this, you did." Well, that's fine. We should have dialogue on. You know, it's in the, as Jackie Gleason would say, an attention getter. So you know it. You know, so it raised awareness. It raised awareness. Job mission accomplished.
This has been not this bake sale. I mean, the other schools have tried, but the affirmative action. People have been up against this for years. A couple years ago, I think there was something with the fire department in Connecticut, where some white firefighters did not get the job over a less qualified black firefighter. This has been going on for years.
See, that's the thing. You should be qualified, your qualification should speak. It really should.
I agree.
Because what that does is that harbors resentment. Okay? And resentment is going to harbor racism.
I think it's just – listen, when it comes to a fireman, I just want the best fireman. I don't care if he's black, white, purple, green. I just want the best one to get me out of the building.
And even, you know, with the sexes, you know, there are some women that complain that they should lower the standards, the physical standards for the test to be a fireman because they want to be a fire person or something like that. If I'm in a burning building, I want a big, burly man to get me out of there.
Or Chaz Bono.
And it's just – just a simple fact.
Yeah, you know? I mean, listen, with these physical requirements, you can't lower it. I mean, if the women firefighters are not expected to do the same thing as the men firefighters, fine. But every woman firefighter I know is expected to do the same thing as the men, and they do it, and they're respected for it.
Yeah, and because if they didn't, there would be what I said again. There would be resentment, that whole resentment factor.
Well, listen, if you're in a burning building and a girl's too petite to pick you up, you don't want to hear, let me go get Bruno, I'll be right back.
Yeah, I want Bruno there now.
Exactly. But no, every woman firefighter I've ever seen, you know, they can handle the job, and they have the respect of
it. And that's with anything, in my opinion. If you can handle a job, you've got the qualifications, you've got the hunger, you've got the need, you're in. I don't care what color you are, what religion you are, whatever, you're in.
Indeed. Well, I'll tell you what. Here at the Den, we do have a policy. If you're going to be offensive, don't just stick your toe in the water.
Right.
Plunge right in and be completely offensive.
Go for the swim.
Yeah, exactly. Because, you know, this racial big – they got people in an uproar. Joe and I can do better.
Mm-hmm.
We would like to come up with some racist treats
that
could be sold at the bake sale. Because you know what? If you're going to piss people off, do it right.
You're going to steal an apple, you take the whole cart.
Exactly. Joe, fire away.
All right. One of my favorite Chinks Ahoy cookies.
Oh, my goodness.
They're great, but you're hungry 30 minutes later.
Now I have something for the Chinese, too.
Okay.
Fortune cookies.
Mm-hmm.
I went very fortune cookies. But some of the fortunes would read, you have our cookies, but we have your jobs. Another one would read, hey, you, get away from our bake sale table. This is our land. We own it all. And finally, the final fortune. If this cookie was made in China, it would be 75% cheaper, and you would probably die after eating it.
I like for the alternate sexual people, you would have Twinkies. You could have that. Or if the Twinkies were out, you could probably get a fruitcake.
Very stereotypical of you, sir.
Very true. And then everybody's favorite, Jig Newtons. Those are delicious with a grape soda. You could have that. Also, instead of Toll House cookies, you could have Crack House cookies.
Nice.
And what better to go with the Crack House cookies would be Ho-Hos, who could hang out alongside the Crack House cookies.
Very nice.
Yes.
See, for the Mexicans, I would provide 3-day-old crumbs. I figure most of the white people wouldn't want to eat those crumbs, so who'd complain about the Mexicans eating all those crumbs?
That's right. And who doesn't love the delicious wetback cookies?
Nice. For the Japanese, I would offer nips. For our Italian-American friends, I would offer the Snooki cookie. Yeah. It's more of a meat pie, actually. Stuffed with sausage, repeatedly. And guaranteed to give you a cold sore after you eat it.
Delicious.
For our southern white friends, I would offer the separate but equal cookie. Or as is more commonly known, the black and white cookie. For the Puerto Ricans, I would offer 20 fried plantains served in a very small container. Almost like the container was overflowing with plantains. if it was an apartment, it would be a firehouse. It'd be a fire hazard. That's how many plantains would be in there. For our Native American friends, I would offer fire water Fig Newtons with a side of crushing depression and unemployment. For our black Jewish friends, I would offer Schwarze Matzah.
Schwarze Matzah.
Or it's more commonly known as chocolate-covered matzah.
Is there such a thing?
Chocolate-covered matzah?
Yeah.
Yes.
Really?
Yeah, it's yummy.
Is it?
It's matzah covered in chocolate.
Well, thanks. Thanks for holding my hand on that one.
You kind of needed it.
I wouldn't know. I never thought they would make, you know, a chocolate matzah.
Listen, if it's chocolate, you can make anything. People put chocolate on ants. They're going to put it on matzah.
I know. Is it kosher?
Sometimes. Yeah, it's kosher.
Okay.
It's good. It's yummy.
Okay. I trust you.
Good. Can I move on?
Yes.
Good.
Sorry.
It's funny you mentioned the kosher, because I do have to say that none of these food baked goods that I would sell are kosher. None of them are kosher.
But you couldn't serve them today.
Well, I couldn't, but none of these baked goods are kosher because I find the Jews are still a little sensitive when it comes to ovens.
Yeah.
Now that's a completely offensive bake sale.
Yeah, most of it certainly is.
I think we did our job there.
Yep.
I assume some people are upset with us. I hope so. But, you know, that's not the only food item that's been in the news.
Nope.
Ben and Jerry's Sweaty Balls ice cream. Sweaty Balls is the name of a flavor that that was actually derived off of an old Saturday Night Live skit with Alec Baldwin. And it was with the two girls that would call in. They would have this awful radio talk show, much like this.
Yeah.
And Alec Baldwin was a guest, and he was trying to settle all his different treats, which were all in ball form, and he called them Sweaty Balls. So Ben and Jerry's, 20 years later...
Got around to making
a flavor called Sweaty Balls, and of course people were outraged.
Yes, what are the officials at 1 Million Moms, which should be just recalled Uptight Broads, are asking the public to send correspondence to Ben and Jerry's public relation manager to request that no additional batches of the ice cream be distributed. Maybe they should call for their kids to come home from the war. Maybe they should call for better economy. But these moms are worried about sweaty balls.
I mean, when you're protesting sweaty balls, wouldn't you assume everything's hunky-dory in the country?
You would think there's no almost brink of depression. There's not two wars going on. There's not strife in the economic community of the whole world. But sweaty balls, we have to put a stop to this immediately.
I think we should send these million moms to Afghanistan and have them be victims of friendly fire.
Yes. Also, we should just name something after them, Bitches and Cream. That's what we should call it.
Bitches and Cream. But, you know, here's the thing. Sweaty Balls. It is spelled S-C-H-W-E-D-D-Y. It's double entendre. It's innuendo. If you're complaining about this, aren't you the perv for reading into it?
Yeah.
It's a guy named Sweaty, and they're what is the balls made of? What are the? I think it said what the balls.
I believe it is made by vanilla ice cream with a hint of rum and fudge, covered rum and milk cookies, malt balls.
Yeah, he's got balls in the cookies.
Yeah,
it's in the name.
It's in the name.
These broads are crazy.
Yeah.
These broads need to get laid by some sweaty balls.
I know, but when the new Itchy Rump comes out, then they'll be itchy.
The new Itchy Rump?
Itchy Rump, yes.
Well, you know what, Joe? Continuing with things that I just want to do to piss people off besides doing the show, which pisses some off. I came up with flavors.
Really?
I did.
Did you?
I'm proactive.
There's a boy.
Ben and Jerry's, if you're listening, you're not. But call in. Well, maybe when we're on the compound to listen. I don't know. My first flavor, Mother Fudger. Chocolate ice cream with big pieces of fudge in it.
I like the chocolate chip and vanilla called Dingleberry Dreams.
Lovely. Delicious. Yeah. Does it hang off your lip as you eat it?
Yeah. You got to pick it out.
Yeah, that's nasty.
Yes.
Sugar honey iced tea. Ice cream. Lemon ice cream with sugar, honey, and iced tea crystals. The label would be spelled S period, H period, I period, T period. It was a subtle flavor, Joe. I saw I lost you on that one.
Yeah. Speaking of which, there's also the melted chocolate ice cream, which will be called Cranky Ass.
Oh, that's awful.
Really? Really? Your marketing scheme on your stuff is really good. Oh, boy. Could you just see how...
My stuff is subtle. You're throwing the word ass in it.
We'll make the ice cream, and you and I will go out with samples, and we will hand it out. My cranky ass...
What is it, Hell's Kitchen? We're trying to start a business?
We're going to go to the mall, and we're going to hand out our samples. We'll see who takes more of our samples.
Nobody wants to eat ass. You're not having pieces of ass in your ice cream, are you?
Well...
Where are you going to get that much ass? Are you going to Harlem? Are you going to get the woman that's 350 pounds in the spandex and chop off a layer of ass to make her 325? You don't have the cojones to get the ass to make cranky ass.
I got what you need to be in your ice cream, sugar.
Yeah, it's going to need a lot of sugar to make that ice cream palatable.
Oh, a lot of sugar.
And a nose clip. Yeah. Jerkin the Gherkin ice cream.
Very good.
It's vanilla ice cream with smoky pieces of beef jerky and gherkin pickle bits. Good for that pregnant lady in your life because, you know, she'll probably have weird cravings, and Jerkin the Gherkin's all you're going to get.
And what was the ingredients again?
Vanilla ice cream with smoky pieces of beef jerky and gherkin pickle bits.
That sounds good.
Listen.
I might have to make that.
Sure.
I might have to make that.
I'm sure Joanne would be thrilled if you made Jerkin the Gherkin.
Oh, yeah. See me at 3 o'clock in the morning with the pickles and the... What in the hell are you...
Joe, what are you doing down there? I'm Jerkin the Gherkin. Gherkin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no, not two more.
Two more minutes that we have to take a break?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Joe gave me the steel sign. I didn't know. I thought he was giving me the peace sign.
The rhythm of an iron bar. Okay.
Okay.
No.
I have one more flavor. Do you have any more flavors?
Yes.
All right, what's your flavor, Joe?
All right, blue balls and rum.
I like that.
The favorite of adolescent kids all over. You go hang out in the woods, have some rum and blue balls. Blue balls and rum.
I feel like to properly enjoy that, you would probably need a magazine. And you'd probably make that noise while you're enjoying the ice cream. My final flavor is the GOP. GOP stands for Giant Oreos and Peanuts. The ice cream is very white vanilla with some crushed Oreos with just a hint of color, and it's loaded with nuts. Political ice cream.
Political ice cream. Now, would you have a Democrat ice cream?
A Democrat ice cream. Yeah, it wouldn't really hold its ice cream form. It would just kind of melt and go with the way the wind blows.
And then you would offer as one flavor, and as the years go by, it just turns into a different flavor you never expected.
Here's what I can guarantee you with Democratic ice cream. With every spoonful comes disappointment.
Disappointment in every bite.
That's something we could stand by. Nobody knows disappointment like us.
And it would be funded by the government.
Sure.
Mm.
You got any more flavors?
That's it.
All right. We'll be back after these commercials. You are listening to Davin's Den on TBQ.
30 on the money.
We're very good. All right, so we got to get it done by 4 after.
All right, now we said we were going to be doing a 55 minute show, right?
52,
okay.
All right.
You
ready?
Yeah, before we go on, there was a thing in the paper that I read this morning. I don't want to go to topic about there was a guy that was the FBI caught that were planning to make bombs.
All right, just go into it.
All right, okay.
And we are back. You are listening to Davin's Den on WTBQ, 93.5 FM, 1110 AM, and, of course, WTBQ.com. I am Davin Rosenblatt, and with me, as always, is Joe Foot Curry. We were talking before we left about an awful Rachel bake sale and Shreddy Balls ice cream.
Mm.
So we are back. I had some stuff I wanted to talk about, but Joe read the newspaper today.
I most certainly did.
And with Joe, that doesn't always happen, so we need to take advantage of this.
That's right.
Who is Lindsay Lohan seen with, Joe?
No, I read the paper. I find it interesting that the caught some terrorist person that was planning on putting bombs on model airplanes and flying them into the target. Who did they catch? Wile E. Coyote? I mean, what did they do? The FBI dressed up like the Roadrunner? They just had a comment, beep, beep, and we got him.
I mean, are they trying to kill just midgets? Who are you going to kill with a model airplane?
They're trying to fly them. They're going to fly into the castle.
But how far away? So there's going to be this nut standing on the lawn with his little remote control of the White House, we'll say, and he's going to fly a plane into the White House.
Yes. I guess he's too chicken to go down.
You know what? You know what theme song I hear when I hear that story? Catch that pigeon! Catch that pigeon! Smash him! Crash him! Catch that pigeon! No! You know what? It's ideas that look like this that make the bra bomber look like a genius.
Oh yes, absolutely.
The
absolutely.
Shoe bomber. You know, just shove a stick of dynamite up your tuchus and walk in. You know, in Afghanistan, they killed the Taliban killed a very high Afghanistan leader who was trying to negotiate with the Taliban, which just shows he can't. And he was killed in his own home while in negotiations with the Taliban because the Taliban's chief negotiator hit a bomb in his turban. What a hothead.
But they should, like they do in the mafia movies, they should frisk and make you take off your turban.
So how'd they find this guy? Was he going to the Hobby Lobby a little too often?
Well, it was not the Hobby Lobby when you're ordering model plane parts and a battery and a controller, ammunition, hand grenades, you know, stuff like
that.
What type of
plane is going to have can hold like hand grenades?
I guess one with a very big wingspan.
So what? So there was like remote. Excuse me, as I choke. So he was going to, like, it would, like, open up, the bottom of the airplane would open up and grenades would drop on people.
What he was planning on doing was lading the whole body of the plane with, like, explosives and then just fly it, you know.
Really? And he thought nobody would notice a plane flying through the window? Really? Thought that would get the best of CIA and the security? Hey, look at this. Oh, it's Hobby Day. What a lovely day. I'm going to go fly a kite. Let's go outside and frolic. Stupid, you are stupid. I hope they shove a model airplane up your butt and explode it. What a dumb idea. And really, you cannot do this stuff on the internet. They are watching you.
Yes. You can't buy fertilizer. 9 tons of it. Yeah, we're having a problem with little bugs. You know, it's unbelievable. A Home Depot with a forklift.
So this guy's guilty or what?
Oh, yeah.
So where are they going to send him? What are they going to do with
him? Probably Leavenworth.
Can you imagine when he's in Leavenworth? What are you in for? I was making model airplanes. You're my girlfriend. Hey, have some of my cranky-ass ice cream.
And one more thing I heard in the news today. Walmart are rolling out a line of sympathy cards for people that lost their jobs.
Okay.
Yeah.
Listen, I know when I'm broken and unemployed, a card is all I need.
Yeah.
Of course, you get it from Walmart. You know, it's probably because they fired you because you won a $9.50 an hour.
Yeah, right. So I guess Walmart's a good place for it because usually everybody in Walmart's unemployed except the people that work there. Yeah.
Yeah, I see what you did there.
Yeah.
Okay. So you don't think they should have these cards?
Well, I think it's pretty funny that they have it.
What would a card say?
Let's see. You got fired. That is, you know.
Hey, I got one. Sorry to hear you got canned. Enjoy this lovely package of spam.
Yeah, something like that, yeah.
I just made that off the top of my head. I should be a rap star, I tells you.
Really?
Sorry to hear about the news. Guess you'll be loading up on the booze. We should always do the show unprepared.
You know, job loss is sad and true, but I guess it sucks to be you, you know.
I hear you have a lovely wife. Now she's leaving and for a better life.
This card here is for your enjoyment, for you to read to unemployment.
We specially made this card for you with extra sharp edges so you can slit your wrist with paper cuts.
This card is here for you today so you can send out your resume.
You didn't write any of those down, did you?
No,
neither did I.
See?
People don't realize how talented
we are.
We are good. Joe, that's the best improv I've ever seen you do.
Improv.
All right. Well, Joe, thank you for reading the news today. We like to read the news every day, but
making light of it.
Yeah. But when Joe reads the news and is excited about it, I need to stop the show and draw attention to it.
Off the presses.
Absolutely. Well, you know, it was funny. We were talking about the nut with the airplanes.
Mm, yes.
Well, you know what? Maybe what they should have had instead of catching this nut this way with the model airplanes, mini TSA agents.
Well, little screeners.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Sir, you're gonna have to unscrew the glue. Because the TSA's been in the news again, Joe.
Yes, they have.
Now, the TSA, I'm sure, but if you fly, the TSA are the people that, you know, you have to go through to search so you can get on board plane. And, you know, I don't hate the TSA as much as everybody does. I understand what they're doing.
Mm.
I get what they're doing. They've just recently done away with the taking off the shoes.
Mm.
Which is fine. But, I mean, I don't think we should really hate the TSA. But sometimes the question is, do they get insane? Because one of the latest things the TSA did, there was this woman, a hairstylist in Dallas, Texas, and she had a huge afro. It's quite the mane she had. And they stopped her, and they searched her afro. Am I getting that right, Joe?
Yes.
And she was upset about this afro searching. I really don't have a problem with it. I got to be honest with you. Yeah, listen, I go to the football games. They make me take off my cap. I have relatively short hair and everything. I can't hide anything. And I just told you people about the turban story in Afghanistan. You can hide things in it. People are hiding things in a model airplane. You can hide it in a head of hair. I mean, I don't have a problem with it. Do you?
It just gets to a point when you're rummaging through somebody's hair. Really?
They do it if they think you have lice. Maybe they can multitask.
But just and just to work up the guillotines to go through a black woman's afro. Get your fingers out my hair. You know, I mean, that's brave enough. But, I mean,
they're armed, aren't they?
Yeah, well, that won't against a black woman. You need a lot of ammo. Do you get mad? But, yeah, Isis Brantley says she was headed down an escalator at Hartsfield-Jackson International Airport when she was screened at the initial security checkpoint. Two TSA agents came after her asking to check her hair for explosives. Could you see somebody go? Because maybe they thought it just blew out. You know?
It looks like it did.
Could you have an echo? Can we check your hair for explosives? Looks like there's been a pattern.
Now we know why Al Sharpton matted that mane down.
Yeah, right. You got to put some relaxing on that.
Don King is going going to drive to all the fights from now on. Listen, I don't have a problem with it. I really don't. And there was another story. This is from the summer. We didn't cover it, but, you know, Joe didn't read the news that day. There was another story of a 95-year-old sick woman in a wheelchair. She was suffering from leukemia. She was flying, and they needed her to take off her adult diaper to search it.
Yeah, what were they looking for, a dirty bomb?
They probably found it.
You know, I've been waiting 3 months to do that.
It's a stink bomb.
I've been waiting three months to do that punchline.
It's sad on so many levels.
I know. It really wasn't much of a...
I just came up with stink bomb off the top of my head, and you've been sitting on a dirty bomb.
Damn story. I've been waiting to do that punchline.
But you know, again, here's the thing. I mean... Listen, they're going to try – it's soft targets. They try to bomb soft targets. They're going to try to get unsuspecting people who we wouldn't suspect to sneak bombs on. If you're 95 years old and cancer, you don't got much to live for anyway. Maybe you do want to go out in a blaze of glory and poo.
But you know what? Why don't they run it through a scanner?
I think because they sense something. There was something –
Yeah, it's called stink.
Yeah, but you don't know that. I mean, you have an idea it stinks.
Yeah.
But, I mean, listen, again, I don't have an issue with it. They tried to do it in private with her and everything. I don't have an issue with it. They're doing our – if we're going to have this cockamamie way of doing our security – because what we really should do is do it like Israel does, and all the libs are going to get nuts when I say this. We should do the profiling.
Yeah.
Do the profile. Listen, in Israel, you don't even get to the airport before you've been profiled. They start profiling you and asking you questions and searching before you even get to the terminal.
And you want
to
know something like that. You say it's a background check. We're going to be safe. Now, that I could live with. Making this woman take off her diaper and this poor sick woman take off is absolutely ridiculous.
But this is what you have when you're not going to profile anybody. This is what you have.
Yeah.
You either have to profile or you have to accept. Listen, at this point, when I go to the airport, I pretty much know there's really no personal privacy.
Right.
You pretty much, it stinks. You know, you can't carry your toothpaste in your carry-on.
Right.
It stinks. But listen, this is what Al-Qaeda won, and they got it.
Right. And that's kind of letting them win. But however, you don't want to be sitting on a plane with somebody yelling, la, 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 down the aisle. So you do have to do some checking on that. But you got to use your head. I mean, these people are getting ridiculous. I mean, this poor woman in a wheelchair, this woman that's got an afro, you know, if you're going to do something and you're going to be bold, you do the profiling then. Have an idea of the people that are going to
They're not going to do the profiling. So for me, personally, this invasion of personal privacy, and admittedly, it's getting a little crazy. To me, it's worth it for the safety, because that's just the world we live in right now. It stinks. It's inconvenient. But you pretty much go with a crew cut and a colostomy bag. I mean that's basically where we are at. Unless we're going to take the plunge and profile and do background checks, and the Israelis, they ask questions. They just ask you questions, conversational. They're trained to read people before they even get to the airport. And the Israelis have never had a bomb.
They've never had a problem.
Yeah, exactly. Well, they're on the highest of alert.
Well, yes, exactly. I mean,
but nobody's ever infiltrated. Yeah. So you know what? If you're not gonna copy the Israeli model, which admittedly is much more difficult to do because we are a much larger nation, our airports are much busier. I mean, the logistics of it could be very difficult. But there has to be some steps that you can do. If you're not gonna take those steps, then yeah, when you go to the airport, there's a good chance you're gonna have to spread them, whatever M is.
But just a woman in a wheelchair that's sickly. It just
They're doing it with model airplanes now. Before that story, we never would have had that conversation.
Yeah, but you want to know something? It seems that all these schemes that the terrorists have been cooking up are so stupid, you know, that I don't think they have the brains or the capacity.
Exactly, they're stupid. Put it in an old broad's diaper. Not only do you die, but you smell like crap doing it.
Oh, can you see that line in heaven? You know, let me get a towel.
Excuse me, you're going to have to go to the pits of hell to burn that off.
Yeah, yeah, right.
Listen, imagine if you're the one. Imagine if you're a guy who does it like for the virgins and all the virgins. Listen, we're virgins and we're horny, but you stink.
You got to clean up. You got to take a bath.
I know we were promised to you, but you smell like crap.
Yeah,
really?
Yeah,
I mean, you got some in your teeth. It's nasty.
Yeah. Look, we had a guy last week lost all his limbs rolling around. We took care of him, but we got to draw the line, you know. I'll tell you.
Well, I mean, I just said something. I tend to be more left than you on things, and I just said something that was not left when I talked about the profile. But I think the tolerance in this country in the wake of our first black president is at an all-time low. I mean, you just think about what's been going on the past couple of years. People protesting a mosque built by the towers. It's a it's freedom of religion. The Constitution allows them to build it there. Obama being a Muslim rumor, which was completely unfounded. And you know what? Being a Muslim does not disqualify him from being president of the United States.
Right. But let's talk about the whole mosque issue, which they will not build. And believe it or not, those folks that were building it, the one fella had ties to a certain group. I think I have it right here.
Was it Girl Scouts? Was that the group?
No, it wasn't the Girl Scouts.
I know. There was rumors that some of the money he was funneling goes to terrorists.
It was
which is a completely legitimate reason.
Right, right.
Not to allow him to be part of the project. But people were not going that far into it.
Right, right.
People were
right.
going, no Muslims. That's what the people are going. Listen, think about what's going on. Just the past couple of weeks, what's going on in our country. At the last Republican debate, a gay American soldier who served in the Iraq War, got huge arms and everything, asked a question about Don't Ask, Don't Tell, because it was just repealed. And the audience booed him.
Right.
They booed an American soldier because he's gay.
Here's the deal. The thing is, there are certain situations where it's right and wrong. Where, number one, with the mosque situation, yes, they had every right to build that mosque. But you have to have some understanding. It's got to roll backwards a little bit, all right? You're building a mosque from ground zero. Have some consideration and build it somewhere else.
I agree with that. I agree with that. They should have had consideration. But if you don't have the consideration, it does not. If they don't have it, does not give us, and I say white America, I'm not part of this, well, white America, it does not give us a, oh, no Muslims there. The altar, and that's what they do.
Because they're not respecting the people around them. Now, look, you do have the right, but you're not respecting
Listen,
the people. So people
I just,
do have the right
I just
to
a,
be against that.
I just did a comedy show this weekend.
Oh, God. I'm sorry. Kidding. Kidding. Will you stop looking at me like that?
Anyway, I just did a comedy show this weekend, and one of the comics went on there, and part of what he was saying was shoot the Muslims. Legitimately, we should shoot the Muslims, and the audience was going nuts. In a positive way, like this was the right thing to say.
Because, well, in a context like that, sometimes comics will get rebel rousing. I call that rebel rousing.
I know this guy. He believes it. But what's that say? What's that say that a whole group of 200 people are going nuts for shoot the Muslims? And he's calling them dark skin and dark eyes, and they're not American like we're American. What's that say?
Well, that says that there are two sides to the coin on that. With the whole mosque thing, you do have the right to build it. You should have consideration for us. The rest of the people in that area. If you do build it, you can't say, well, we're going to kill you because it's in the same boat. Okay? The same thing with this guy. You can't say kill the Muslims. You got to keep your eyes on them.
No, he didn't say kill. He said shoot.
Yeah.
He didn't say kill.
Yeah.
That was the next step. Maybe next time I work with him, he will.
You can't.
And he's talking about how these people don't try to assimilate and everything. They're working at the gas stations. They're working at...
You want to know something? No. Now, that I've got a point. I don't roll your eyes. When you come to this country, you assimilate. You want to wear a burqa, take the burqa off. You're here in the United States.
They do assimilate.
You respect...
What about Little Italy? What about Chinatown? I mean, listen,
but the people in the Chinatown, they do assimilate. They try to learn the language.
Yeah,
they try to assimilate.
So,
but they don't expect people here. There's a whole thing in Suffolk County where I am where they expect the police to learn Spanish. No, you are here, you learn the language, and you assimilate. And see, this is
what does assimilate mean? Paint your skin white?
No, assimilate means you learn English, okay? You pay your taxes.
Could you learn another language right now?
If I went to another country,
could you learn another language?
I would make the effort. Yes, I could.
I've heard you on this show. You can barely master this one.
I know that, but if I went and lived in another country, number one, I wouldn't send my money back. I would learn the language. I would assimilate into the culture, and I would not expect to sit around and people to pat on my tush to work around me. Now, sometimes you
should move to Canada to try to learn that language.
Oh, God, no, I worked there. We worked at the comedy cave. Yeah, you can't.
I'm still allowed
there.
Back.
I don't know.
Not at that place, but I'm the one who got you in there. Yeah,
yeah, I got to call Jack, by the way.
Yeah, good luck with that. Talk about a bomb that exploded in a maker's face. I said curry over there. Boom, neither one of us is allowed back.
What are you going to do?
All right, well, here, I'm going to – we got to get out of here in a couple minutes. Here, there was a story that just happened in Ukraine. There is a famous – or I don't know how famous – there's a very important rabbi who passed away. He's buried there. So the Hasidic Jews are making a migration there to visit visit the cemetery. A group of Ukrainians, about 300, are protesting this, going, no, we don't want them here. Ukraine for Ukrainians. How different are we? How different are we at this point? We're not that different.
Well, it's two ways. Two ways this can go. If it's based on hatred of them.
It is.
Okay. It's not based that they're crowding the streets and overrunning the town.
It's based that they're Hasidic Jews.
Yeah. That's
and which is the same point that I'm saying is people are hating people because of their Muslims. This same cat who I'm talking about bragged on Facebook how he went into a 7-Eleven and he saw and his quote unquote brown skin beady eyed guy and started singing America America to make him uncomfortable. You are a douchebag for doing that.
That's getting that's getting a little out of line. That's a little
and that's where that but that's not everybody, but that's where the mentality is. And he went off on and we got to get out of here. But he went off on during this comedy show and don't give me this liberal thing tolerance. Listen, if it's just the liberals that are tolerant, then we are screwed. Tolerance should not be something that's a political thing. It should be the basis of what our country was formed on.
But on the other coin, tolerant it should not be tolerance. It should be acceptance. Okay, because you're tolerating something. The people, the people that have to come, they have to show respect.
You're not tolerating them when you walk into their place of business and try to make them feel less. You're not tolerating. You're being a bully.
That is correct. Now you're being a bully, right? But when they don't respect the customs, you refuse to learn the language. You have to call them to task on that. Just making, you know, but not bullying them like that.
Well, but that's what this is. He was a bully. He's trying to get more people to bully. And I don't like it. And I see a lot of people doing it. And it's the wrong way to go for our country. We are better than that. And there's a siren going to get a bully right now.
Yeah,
we got to get out of here in a couple seconds. Joe, where are you going to be this weekend?
I will be at Uncle Vinny's Comedy Club later tonight. That would be over in Point Pleasant, New Jersey. Also, I will be at McGuire's Comedy Club this weekend in Bohemia. I'm doing an 8 o'clock show. 9 o'clock show Friday tomorrow. And I will be – I'm sorry. Friday tomorrow.
Maybe I should let you do the plugs in the beginning.
See? And I will be doing two shows Saturday, 8 and 10:30.
Very good. This week, Side Splitting Productions presents a live comedy at C.J. Hummel's in Leonardsville, Pennsylvania, starring comedian and ventriloquist Pete Michaels. For tickets, call 610-562-4891. Coming up after our show, please stay tuned here on WTBQ. We got Psychic Cindy. We got to get out of here. If you like us, tell a friend. If you hate us,
tell no one.
Either way, keep on listening. We're out.
That was actually 50 minutes.
All right, that's fine.
Yeah, good.
So they'll make it work. We were at 50?
Yeah.
It always runs longer anyway.
Right.
What'd you think?
Good. Very good. See how I stutter less and stammer when I get a night's sleep and I don't...
I was impressed at the improv, Joe.
A full day of work and then traffic and then coming here.
I was impressed with the improv. We actually made that into a bit off the top of our heads.
And that whole thing about... here I go again on the discrimination thing. I think that went really well.
Yeah.
I think we both, you know, because you got riled, I got riled, and we both just had sleep, so we were able to.
But that's what I try to explain to people. Not too many people, just nitwits.